welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Pixel Killin'.
What, Pixel Killin'?
You're always trying to steal my thing. You're always trying to steal my thing.
My apologies. I'm Lord Dan.
All right.
Is that better?
We'll go with that.
And if you hear the little giggling here, it's because we actually have a special guest today. Scotty Cash is on vacation this week, a.k.a. fired him for a week. Is that right?
Hey, no, the lawyer said allegedly. You cannot confirm or deny that. I have to say, he may or may not have been fired for something he may or may not have stolen, which may or may not have caused a massive fire sparked by Ryan Porter.
Ryan Porter did
allegedly.
This. Oh, allegedly this is Ryan Porter's fault. Okay,
you know how Ryan Porter and Scott have been feuding since...
They've been feuding for a while now. C2E2, right?
Ever since my mom was a baby.
Your mom was a baby. It's been going on. Yep, so I guess Scott's been fired to Florida for a week, so that's where he's going to stay.
Rehab.
Rehab.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say he's on vacation for his issues.
Oh, okay. All right. So, there we go. Scotty's not here this week. Allegedly, he'll be back next week.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. So, anyway, yes, we do have a special guest who I guess I'm forcing to be on the show with us tonight. Identify yourself, special guest.
She's a purple shirt.
I'm Christina.
Christina!
Why don't you give her a name?
It's my wife. Oh, we have to give her a name? All right.
Stina!
Stina! That's what I would call her. That's her nickname. So, all right, Stina is joining us on today's episode. She's very out of place. She's very shy and doesn't know how to talk to the internet. So we're going to kind of nudge her along.
How do you talk to the internet?
We're doing it right now, bro. We're doing it right now.
I'm talking through the skinny guy.
The skinny guy
on right the internet? In front of me, yeah.
Hey, skinny internet guy. So how are you today, Stina?
Fine.
Fine?
Fine.
How was your day?
Long.
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 Yeah.
Long and working.
My day was terrible.
Your day was terrible? Yeah. What happened with you?
My daughter decided that at midnight that she was going to wake up and stay awake till 4 o'clock because she had an earache. Aww. And, which is fine, I don't mind that, but she wanted to watch endless cartoons over and over and over and over.
All night long?
And then she was hungry. And even though her mom said not to give her any food, I snuck her some crackers, you know. But
now it's on the record.
I told her these were feel good crackers, so she ate one, and she's like, "Oh, I feel better."
Aww,
I was like,
yeah. That's adorable.
So,
and it's a good thing we have the girl on the show to tell you that was adorable.
It's okay. So. I do what I gotta do.
Your daughter loves me.
So we had to come in, and I couldn't open the store this morning, so we were just closed for a couple hours this morning for no reason.
And what happened? Some guy came and beat on the door, and you weren't here.
Yeah, and some crazy wanted to sell me some toys, and he called the emergency number on the door because selling toys is serious business.
Super emergency.
And it's funny because he called me on the phone, and I was like, "Yeah, he called the emergency line. Yeah, I'm here at your business. I was like, some guy missed his shift. We'll have somebody in there later. And Dirt was going to come in a couple hours to open up anyways, and." He's like, "Well, I got these toys." I'm like, "Yep, this is an emergency line. Do you have mercy?" "Yeah, I got these toys, and I was trying to sell them." I was like, "Yeah, okay, well, you can bring them in when we're open, unless you got an emergency." "No, I just have these toys." I'm like,
"Good job, guy.
All right, guy. Thanks." Click.
Some people don't understand, man. God, he really needs some money, I guess.
Yeah.
Really need to get out there and get some money.
Well, he did bring us some Mega Man toys, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, some of the older Jazzwares Mega Man stuff.
He did come back, and I did buy his toys.
Yeah.
But
right before close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're like, I don't know, 30 minutes to close, and he's calling like 7 times. They're like, "Hey, I'm on my way.
The cab's coming right now."
This guy really needs to get rid of these toys tonight.
Yeah, it was very imperative that he got rid of these Mega Man toys. Priorities. All right. Well, let's go ahead and run down some of the latest toy news items for the week.
Okay.
All right. Do it. Okay, so first up, NECA has acquired the rights to the Evil Dead.
Yay.
I don't believe that there has been any Evil Dead toys since the McFarlane days.
And you know what? I didn't like them.
A lot of people didn't like them. I was reading stuff about it today. I guess that the Ash figure that McFarlane released was very poor quality and had a tendency to fall apart
that
real bad and everything. So I guess there's really been no good 6-inch, you know, Ash figures. NECA's got it now.
Well, they had it previously. Oh, it was under Army of Darkness. No? Because they had Ash in the S-Smart package. You bought him and he is...
Was that NECA? Did NECA do that?
Yeah. Because we carried him.
Oh. Well, they've got it again.
Well, where did it go?
I don't know.
We're missing four.
But they're making a big deal about it. And I guess they said that they're going to have the first Ash figure on display at San Diego Comic-Con. So.
Okay. Well, they had the S-Smart. And it was a it was kind of dumb. So maybe they just didn't have him as a regular figure, just that weird
maybe that's
movie
all they did.
Or something, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. So here we go. Hopefully this will be... I'm sure it'll be awesome. If it's anything like any of their more recent Terminator stuff they've been doing or anything like that, I'm sure it'll be a great figure.
You know what
so.
I want them to do? I want them to do it like a Toy Biz Lord of the Rings figures.
Oh, yeah?
And I want the whole... When he's in medieval times with the king and all the knights and...
Just all that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's how I want them
that
to go.
That would be awesome. Dude, people would be all over that, too. You know it. That would be super popular.
Yeah, and it could fit right in with your Lord of the Rings figures if you wanted to...
And what do you think on the Evil Dead, Christina?
Don't care about
him. What? Wow, harsh.
You don't care about
Evil
Dead?
I bet she doesn't even know what the Evil Dead is.
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Aren't those like creepy dolls?
Nope.
Oh.
That's the Living Dead dolls.
It's pretty close.
Very close, though. Very close.
Then what are they?
Evil Dead is a movie with Bruce Campbell.
Okay. You know how there's Army of Darkness?
Sure.
You know he has the chainsaw hand and the shotgun? Okay, never mind.
I don't do scary
I can't do this.
She doesn't
I
do
can't
scary.
Do this.
Yeah.
I don't do scary movies.
Let it be known that my wife is a toy collector, but not of this variety. So she's not going to know anything about this kind of stuff.
Okay, you know, how about this? You know Peter Pan and Captain Hook?
Yes.
Okay, Captain Hook. Ash is kind of like Captain Hook, but instead of a hook, he has a chainsaw.
Oh, good.
And instead of chasing lost boys, he's chasing all the horrors of hell.
Good.
Okay?
Good. I'm good. I have to see the movie
now. You're good. Now you're good.
You don't have to see the movie now. She's got it all. It's all in her head. Cool. All right. Next up are a couple of news announcements from Biff Bang Pow. They've been dropping some San Diego Comic-Con exclusive bombs on everybody lately. Seems like it's getting to be that time because everybody's starting to do all their big reveals for the show. So, first up, Biff Bang Pow has released their Venture Brothers exclusive, which is going to be the Rusty and Jonas Venture Senior 2-pack. Now, this is for their Retro Action line.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is actually... they're actually going to come in a lunchbox, which is modeled after the lunchbox Rusty used in the actual cartoon. And, of course, this is based on, you know, Dr. Venture and his dad or whatever. He was young and all that stuff.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was trying to figure out what the reference was. And
yeah.
There you go.
So there you go. So those will be available to purchase in person at San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con. And then after that, you will be able to buy them online. After New York Comic Con. So,
wow, that's a...
Way. Yeah, it's a ways away.
Do they have a price tag on it?
There is no price tag listed on it.
Because the last year, their standard single cards were $20. So with being a lunchbox and a 2-pack, I'm going to guess it's going to be a $35, $40.
I would assume so. Yep. So there you go. I know the Venture Brothers line has been pretty popular, and it's been running strong for over a year now. So they had exclusives last year at San Diego.
I don't know if the sales are going to be that great, considering they're going to... Wait till another con to finish their sale.
Yeah, San Diego and New York. Huh?
But you know what? Last year they were selling them, and they were not like you could easily walk up and buy them.
At Entertainment Earth's booth. Yeah, that's where we stood there for a little bit to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easy.
Well, okay. Remember the Cartoon Network that you look in the holes?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they sold them at.
Oh yeah. Okay,
on the end,
the other side.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it was a weird place, and they weren't like you couldn't really see them unless you were looking for them.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it says that they'll be at the Entertainment Earth booth.
Not unlike the Four Horsemen toys that we bought as if it was a drug deal in the corner aisle.
Oh, it was hilarious, dude. We were just like, where are we supposed to buy these? Do you guys have outer spaceman toys? And the guy's like, yeah, I think we got a few more.
So he opens up a lunch bag, a brown paper bag, and pulls a couple out of how many you want.
I was like, I want one of each of them? He's like, I think this is my last set, and throws them down on the table.
It wasn't even a table, it was his chair.
That's right.
So it was totally like...
It was funny.
It was a Comic-Con toy drug deal. is what occurred.
But it was awesome, and I got my outer space.
You had to ask a guy who knew a guy where to go.
All right, next up, they've also announced more exclusives from their Doctor Who line. I know we've got some Doctor Who fans out there, so...
I gotta be honest, I'm not British. I can't get there. I can't get into it.
Never watched Doctor Who before. Ever. Never once. I honestly wouldn't mind giving it a try, but I've never seen it.
Yeah,
not at all.
Okay, and if we want to get a try, like, where do you even start?
I don't know, because that's been running for so long.
Right.
I don't even know where to
start.
With
it. Yeah, where should we start? What's like the best?
Yeah, maybe we can have some people recommend that for us.
Should we go vintage or should we go to like current? Or
we got some Doctor Who fans out there. I know Chris Vint and what the heck, Alan Price. Wow, total brain fart. My bad, Alan. Chris and Alan have done a few episodes on Operation Retro Shock, you know. But I mean, I don't know. I really don't know where to start.
It's
with
It's like
them all,
getting
so.
Big again.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know anything about it.
It's British. It's never been popular here. I mean, the only time you ever hear about Doctor Who in the United States is when you go to these comic conventions and you see people get it. Right. Other than that, you never hear about it, ever.
Yeah, I
know. Ever.
Like, honestly, for the last couple of years, I had no idea what it was.
I didn't know what it was at all until I started going to conventions. And I was just like, what's this Doctor Who thing people are always going on about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time you ever see anything about it is at these shows.
I was confused with the music group The Who.
Oh, you mean like that band? So anyway, some of the exclusives they're doing are the classic TARDIS bobblehead with sound. So if anybody out there are bobblehead collectors. They're also doing more of the 8-inch EMCE Mego-style action figures, the retro-style ones. They're doing Cyber Leader and the Master. And they're doing the Fourth Doctor. And I'm... Santaran Field Major Steyr. I hope I pronounced all that right. I don't know anything about this, but there you go. Those are all going to be exclusives at San Diego Comic-Con. So.
Thank God, I've been waiting for that Santan Army Ranger.
Yep,
what was it?
Yep, that was it. Santan Army Ranger. You've been waiting for that too, Christina?
Oh, yeah.
You love Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
She's talking about it earlier.
She was. It's going on and on about how awesome,
like,
Doctor Who is.
I wish I had a phone booth like Doctor Who. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, a phone booth, yep.
Okay.
All right, another announcement from Biff Bang Pow, one that has our buddy Sween very excited. They have also announced their Twilight Zone exclusive for San Diego Comic-Con. This, of course, is going along with their Mego-style line from EMCE Action Figures. And what this is... it's a very special William Shatner box set.
Oh.
So what this is, actually, is it's going to include one figure that's got William Shatner's likeness, brand new sculpt, fully approved by Shatner, but two different outfits and sets of accessories so that you can have him as the two different characters that he played in different episodes of the show.
You can dress him up.
So you can dress him up, yes. So you can dress
him
up.
Hey, do we know if Shatner's going to be at San Diego?
I don't know if he is or not.
Because that would be perfect.
That would be a great thing to get autographed. So it'll be Shatner as Bob Wilson and Shatner as Don Carter. So they're the ones from the episodes Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, which is the one where he's on the airplane and he sees the gremlin on the wing.
Right.
Yep, and then there's the one from Nick of Time, which is the one where he used, which had the, what's the name of that thing? The box.
Pendulum?
Yeah, sure, the pendulum.
I don't know.
Swain can correct us.
Oh, the Hellraiser Cube?
Yes, the Hellraiser Cube. That's it. That's the one.
I love that one. That's my favorite.
So both of these, it's one figure, two sets of clothes and accessories, so you can create both these characters. They come in a special box, and those will be available first at San Diego Comic-Con, and then I believe you'll also be able to order it through their site after the show. Cool. And I believe you can already go pre-order it. So there you go. That's a pretty cool one, actually. I don't really like the retroaction stuff much, but I do like the Twilight Zone stuff.
That's just a nerd piece. You gotta have it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, that's awesome that they came out with a Shatner. So, very cool stuff. Excellent. You like William Shatner?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite William Shatner show?
Bleep, My Dad Says.
What happened to that show? Are they even supposed...
Mine was Iron Chef.
Iron Chef.
When he hosted that one time.
Hey, so, like, did they for real cancel Bleep, My Dad Says? Because it's
know,
never...
Yeah, it did disappear.
It just disappeared. It's not on my DVR anymore.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
The show was funny, but I really didn't care about it.
We liked it.
Oh, I liked
it. Yeah, I liked it. We watched it all the time.
I mean, I watched it, but I just didn't care. Like, if I had never watched another episode, I'd be all right.
I don't know what happened to it, though. It's
well,
just,
apparently I don't care must, either since I didn't even realize it just left.
It must have got canned. I've had a feeling that show was going to get canceled, though.
All the good shows do.
All right. So, here's the deal. I don't know. Did you look at this earlier? Mattel released detailed images of the new Swamp Fang figure.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah, I looked at the pictures, but I didn't really understand what you were trying to say.
All right, so let's. I'm gonna pull it up here so we can take a look at it again.
Was it a thing where you didn't like it?
I have some fears. So basically, what these pictures are is they're close-up shots. There's some detailed pictures showing the articulation, because if you remember, this is a endoskeleton articulation. So I'm looking at these pictures, and if you look real close at the shot where his arm is extended, you can see some cracking and some tearing in his skin at the wrist joint.
Oh.
And this has me frightened.
Is that the prototype?
Yeah, I would assume this is the prototype. But it's still, it makes me a little nervous, because one of my big fears with the fact that this was going to have all an endoskeleton articulation was that the skin was going to be too soft and rubbery and would eventually deteriorate and tear and crack.
Well, being textured the way it is, too, it looks like you could easily tear.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
The endoskeleton.
Endoskeleton.
So,
instead of his articulation joints being on the outside, his joints are all on the inside, and they've got, like, skin over him. So he's actually going to be able to bend and move, but you won't see the joints. They're all inside the
So it's like if you took a action figure and you, like, snotted on him.
So, yeah, he's probably going to be a little soft and a little squishy. But see, because he's got no ankle joints, no knee joints, it's all inside.
Well, of course there's going to be cracking.
I don't know if you... A few years ago, Jax Pacific released some WWE action figures that were like this. They were super poseable, and they had endoskeleton articulation, and they were crap. Because they were too soft and squishy, and you played around for a little bit, you're like, this is so cool, and then rip. And they all just fell apart. They ripped. Over time, like, the skin cracked and peeled and just started looking really bad. It, like, just deteriorated.
Well, look at the pictures with all the detail, even in, like, the skin. So how's that going to work?
I'm not sure.
Because I thought it was just going to be a smooth.
Yeah, I'm...
That looks like, with all that detail and, like, all the little rivets in his leg and stuff, it looks like you're going to easily, if it's not a good material...
It's going to tear
it all over the place.
Like, I really want to give Mattel the benefit of the doubt on this, but I'm nervous about it, especially after seeing these pictures. We're still definitely going to grab one. And, I mean, we'll definitely be checking this stuff out when we do the review.
Yeah, I guess we'll know more.
I guess later. We'll know, yeah, when we get it. But, yeah, I'm a little worried. So I don't know about you guys. I don't know if anybody else noticed that or if anybody's even talking about it yet. But as soon as I looked at those pictures, I was just like, oh, no, that's exactly what I was fearing, and I just got it right there in this picture for all of us to see.
Okay, this is one of the instances where it's like, it's way too much detail.
You think so?
There's too much going
on. Yep, mushrooms are growing on them, flowers are growing on them, vines are growing on them.
The figure's, like, way too busy.
Got a lot going on there. I also like, there's this one picture where you can see his ab articulation. He's bent forward, and he's totally got a fat roll going across his stomach.
Oh, no. Yeah. I hope this is just all prototype problems, because...
Yeah.
How terrible would it be? Look, like, you got a muffin top a swamp man.
Muffin top swamp thing. Yep, that's exactly what's going on in this picture. So, I don't know. I love the look of the figure, and I'm so happy there's a swamp thing, but I am real nervous about their decision to go with this endoskeleton articulation. So I guess we'll find out when we get it.
Well,
hopefully we get an early sample of it.
I'll probably not open mine hardly ever, so.
Yeah, mine will most likely stay in the box, too.
So
I mean, except for,
we'll
get one to review, but I will also buy one for my personal collection that I will keep in the box, so. I don't know. Guess we'll find out. On the Mattel stuff, there's a few other things I wanted to bring up. Mattel actually tweeted a few things right before we started recording, so I wanted to bring it up. First of all, they just confirmed that their San Diego Comic-Con exclusive voucher presale is officially confirmed to start on Monday, July 11th on MattyCollector.com. So this is where you'll be able to go and pre-order all of your exclusives. So mark the date on your calendar. July 11th is when we will be able to pre-order all of our San Diego
exclusives.
More
importantly, figure out what you're going to get.
Yep, figure out how much it's going to cost and what you're going to get and all that stuff. And if any of you guys are going to San Diego and you want any of the Mattel exclusives, do this. This is the smart decision. Otherwise, you will be standing in a very, very long line at Mattel's booth with the chance of losing out on any of this stuff.
It wasn't too bad. You know, I actually hit that line a couple times. So that line, it's hit and miss. You got to be on it.
That line lightened up after the first day or two.
Yeah.
But, you know, Orko sold out right away and stuff like that. So you're going to miss out on some of the bigger things. It was still a million times better than Hasbro's crappy line.
But Orko did flop and was available cheaply everywhere.
Oh, he's everywhere now. Yeah. Everybody bought too many Orkos. And they're going to be reissuing the regular Orko as a regular reissue.
Boo.
So, yep. So that is going on July 11th. Keep that in mind.
I think the only line you really have to worry about is Hasbro. Just because it's so
Hasbro's crazy. Awful. God.
And they will sell out and you will be mad.
Yep. I wish Hasbro would do this pre-order thing that Mattel does and that Sideshow does. I mean, it's the smart thing to do.
I don't want to, you know what? I want them to actually ship the stuff to me. I don't even want to have to go there to pick it up.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Because it's such a pain figuring out how to, they should know this, that everybody's traveling to go there. Like, how are they going to get everything back?
Or how awful that, like, we walked out of the Mattel thing at that hotel with giant bags and had to walk right outside, hail a cab to drive us down to the FedEx so we could ship everything home. Because it was too much stuff. It's all too big.
They should give you a shipping option, and their requirement is you go there and check in or something.
Yeah. Like, you come there, you check in, sign for it, they ship it home for you. That would be awesome. That'd be so much better. That'd be great. All right. One more thing that just recently got revealed. Scott Toy Guru Nightlick actually just confirmed that they will be revealing a new female for the Masters of the Universe Classics line that will be released early 2012. They're going to be showing her off at San Diego Comic-Con. So this is on top of the fact that we still have one more still to be revealed for this year, and now we've got another one coming early 2012. So another female in the line. You can already start speculating. I think a lot of people are assuming for sure that that's going to be the Sorceress. I think it's a very strong possibility.
So. Well, who's left?
Oh, God. Well, you got all the She-Ra characters. I guess they got tons of those. But otherwise, as far as like just Masters goes, you pretty much are down to just the Sorceress.
Sorceress is kind of a major figure, so that's probably going to be
next year is what I'm thinking.
A deluxe or special or something.
I'm thinking that they will show her off as next year's figure so that people will buy the subscription. Mm. It'll be their big incentive. Look, we're doing the Sorceress. Oh, everybody will sign up.
Watch it be the bonus figure or something.
Oh my God, people would riot.
Yeah.
You only get the Sorceress if you get the subscription. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be pretty hard.
That would be bad. Another thing I wanted to bring up, for anybody that watched my Catcher review, you saw how I talked about how the left hand on the figure was made of a softer plastic, and the right hand was made of hard plastic, and there were two different colors, and it was really weird. Of all the reviews that's gone out there, mine's the only one apparently that's got the problem where it's two different colors, but everybody seems to be a little bit softer. Mine was the softest for some reason, but Scott Nightlick did also just post today that he went and looked into the issue and did confirm that they purposely used a softer plastic on the left hand because it's open and she's clawing, and apparently there was some sort of safety regulation with having a clawed hand open like that where a kid could scratch themselves. So they had to make that hand.
What?
They had to make that hand out of soft plastic. So I don't know if everybody's is going to be as bad as mine was on the review, but everybody is going to be getting a Catcher with a soft left hand.
These are adult toys, man.
That's what everybody's saying. Everybody's like, this is an adult collector's line. Are you kidding me?
How much damage could that hand do to begin
That's,
with?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Much
I mean,
as a rock off the street,
I guess if there's some sort of safety regulation and this is above their heads, fine. I guess they can't really do a lot about it. But let's talk about how silly that actually is.
Well,
for an adult.
Boo those safety people.
Yeah, exactly. Boo the safety people. Gosh. So, I don't know. It doesn't really bother the figure too much, guys. I know a lot of people were kind of freaking out when they saw how soft it was. It's not going to, I mean, it's open. It's not like it's holding any weapons. It's just going to sit there anyway. So as long as you're not tugging on it or pulling on it, I think it'll be okay.
What do you mean?
But
how am I going to play with my Catcher if I'm not trying to see how far our fingers can stretch?
Well, that's true. That's true,
I guess. Does the hand come off?
It doesn't come off. I did pull on it a little bit to see if it would come out, and the peg wasn't coming out. But it's so weird because I've never felt one of these figures have such a soft, bendable hand before. It's like, it's
creepy looking.
Yeah, Christina was even kind of commenting on it. Yeah, grandma good hand, child.
Wow.
That's what it is. And yeah, and it's just weird because you can tell it's two different plastics because the color of the hands are slightly different from each other. So, I don't know. I hope that's just mine. I hope not everybody's is that bad. But it's really noticeable just by looking at mine.
Well, why wouldn't it be your, like the same then?
Sometimes, Scott always says that the early samples aren't always the final product and that the final product might differ. So I might have something.
That's only because if you find a problem, they're going to try to hurry up and fix it.
That'd be cool if they did. That's what they should do. Use the reviews to fix problems. It'd be great if they did that on a more regular basis. All right, last up for today. Big stuff from Bandai. They just sent us a whole bunch of high-res images, new images, from the upcoming Thundercats toy line. Among all the stuff they sent us were new playset images of the Tower of Omens playset, which we got to see in New York. They sent images of the new vehicles, including the Thunder Tank and the pods that can attach to the side of the Thunder Tank.
Did they show the box art?
They did not in these new pictures, no. But they've released the box art before with the tank driving on the front.
Were they going with that? Because all of them said they were pending.
I don't know. Maybe they will change it. Because I don't believe these new pictures have the box art.
I remember Val Stables was like, hey, you need some box art.
Yeah, yep. Val's trying to work his magic there. Let's see. We're going to pull up the picture so we can take a look at it.
But to be honest, it was terrible. Like the most basic box art.
I do like that it actually had artwork, though. I think that's the one thing I do like about it. But the proportions did seem kind of off on it, and that, yeah, they don't have the box art on here. It's just the pictures of the toys. Very cool looking. God, the Thunder Tank is so awesome. That is the coolest. And he comes with a snarf. Snarf!
Which is how you're going to get snarf, right?
Yep, that's how he comes right now. But they also have these two separate pods that you can buy separate. They're like motorcycle pod looking things, one with Lionel, one with Tigra. And when you get them, you can actually attach them to the Thunder Tank itself, make it even bigger, and then it can launch them off. So that's kind of cool, too. Kind of expand your Thunder Tank out a little bit, make it even bigger and badder.
Is that exactly the same when they change it a little bit?
It looks I think it's the same as the one we saw. This
looks
is just
a little
the
more
first
cleaner
time
and sharper.
I'm sure they doctored it up in whatever photo program they had to make this. But it does, it's nice and shiny and I don't know, I'm excited for
that.
Yeah,
that looks different to me.
I am going to get that for sure. And then on top of that, they also revealed some of the awesome roleplay items that they're coming out with. Now, one of the ones I think is so incredibly cool is they actually have, like, Lion-O's gauntlet that you can wear or that kids can wear. And it actually comes with a sword that you can house in there just like Lion-O does. And when you pull it out, the sword extends.
I'm looking at this picture of this little kid with it on, and he just looks like he's got a misshaped hand.
Yeah, because he's got his fist closed, and the prongs are still sticking.
He looks like
out.
A future Cobra, like a G.I. Joe guy.
Yeah. Doesn't look too happy, either.
No, he's hardcore. Look, he's like, I got my glove. Actually, he's probably going, I have no idea who the Thundercats are, and they're making me pose for this picture.
Yeah, he does not look happy.
Candy, you promised.
Am I cool now, Daddy?
Am I doing this right? Yeah, the dad's a Thundercats fan, so he's yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how Lion-O would hold it. Do it right. And slaps him. That kid does look super sad. What's up with that? He's so sad. Be happy. You've got a roleplay toy that we never had as kids. I love here, maybe it looks a little bit better in this picture. The other Sword of Omens that actually folds up like that. It folds open.
No, he does still, not.
He still doesn't look happy. What is? Oh, you know, just hold this up. Whatever.
Am I done now? Can I go home?
The emblem lights up. I'm totally buying that sword. I want that sword in my collection. What are you dreaming? Look, this is why I got my wife here. I'm talking about toys. She's rolling her eyes.
If you haven't seen the pictures for this on our website, go there and look at the kid holding the role playing items.
Yeah, dude.
He is not happy.
He is the most unhappy kid in the world for holding some cool Thundercats toys.
If I'm a parent, I'm like, I don't want to buy that toy, man.
That kid's sad.
It makes my kid sad.
It makes your kid sad. I was looking at these pictures of Dirt yesterday, and he was geeking out over these going, oh my god, when I was a kid, that's what I wanted. I wanted to always own one of those. Apparently this kid doesn't feel the same way.
You know what I'm going to do? This is for parents. Hey, if you see this and your kids are bad, they're not grounded. They get a Lion-O sword.
They get a Lion-O sword.
Because look, man, look how upset
He's
these kids
so
are.
He's so sad. Like, look, if your kids are bad, make them wear the Lion-O gauntlet. Total punishment. for a week.
I can't believe I'm going to wear this stupid thing that my dad likes so much.
He looks embarrassed.
He is. He's so super sad. What the
like, heck? He was the Zach Morris of his school until he put that on.
All the kids are making fun of him now.
Now he's the Screech.
Yeah. Now he's the Screech. Oh, my God. That is so awesome. All right. Well, the new Thundercats cartoon is set to debut in July on Cartoon Network. So I would imagine that we're going to start seeing these toys, what, June?
Yeah.
Usually they put the stuff out before the actual stuff debuts, so I bet we
According to our shipping manifest coming into the Pop Culture Store is going to be June, yeah.
So we're going to start seeing Thundercats toys next month. How exciting.
That's just according to the manifest. It doesn't mean it actually get here. Sometimes they're a little off, but...
Right, but that's still good stuff, so there you go.
Soon is the good news there.
Good news. Thundercats is coming. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
Hi there, you're listening to a podcast, which you can only find on PopCultureNetwork.com. My name is Chris Vint, and I'm the host of a couple of podcasts on PopCultureNetwork.com, such as Master Universe Chronicles and Operation Retroshock. But today I'm here to talk to you about Master Universe Chronicles. Are you a fan of all things He-Man? Masters of the Universe? Do you love the vintage toys, but you're not thinking, I don't really know an awful lot about them? Well, why don't you listen to Master Universe Chronicles? I've got interviews with Pop Culture Network's own Pixel Dan. I've got even interviews with the head of Mattel, brand manager Scott Toy Guru Knightlick, Larry DiTillo, who worked in the Filmation 1, Dean Steffen, who worked in the 2002 incarnation of Master Universe. So yeah, why not even head over to the Pop Culture Network forums, have your say on what episodes you would like to see featured on my episode commentaries with James Bustatoon's E-Talk. There's a lot going on, I would love to have you involved, so why not listen to the show and contribute and head over to the forums. And until next time.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. I am your host, TFG and Mike from the GCRN, and joining me is Zordon himself. Scotty Cash.
That's right, Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network, and today we're introducing you to the audio version of From the Command Center, the podcast that will entail our intake on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the episodes, the seasons, and all that other good stuff.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Vint. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Will He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show?
To my vain and to the annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retroshock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Ah, power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. we'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to the Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Alright guys, welcome back from the break.
Yay.
Alright, so we want to try something a little different today. The reason I actually brought Christina on the show is because we have been lacking female toy collectors within Pop Culture Network for, well, ever, since ever. And, you know, it has been brought up times in the past, you know, like if we would ever consider covering things like, you know, girl toys, My Little Pony, stuff like that. And it has always been something that we've wanted to cover more or talk more about. The problem is that none of us actually collect any of that stuff, or we don't really get into it. So it's hard for us to actually talk about that kind of
too
stuff.
Fake
yeah.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah, exactly.
To do it. Yeah.
Like, I can't make My Little Pony videos because I honestly don't care about My Little Ponies. But the good news is that we actually do have some resources. I will give you guys a little hint at what's coming on that new toy smell. Will be a girl toy line in the next couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. But we've got Christina here, and she's actually done some work with that new toy smell before, because you've done an episode for us before, right?
Yes, yes.
What did you do an episode on for us in the past?
The Disney Magical Collection.
Right, so Tomy's Disney Magical Collection line. If you guys haven't seen the episode, it's one of our really early ones. If you go do search on the site, you should be able to find it. But these are actually, like, those toys are cool enough that I even think they're awesome. Mm-hmm. It was like a line that Tomy did in Japan. You can only import them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they're basically little 3¾-inch action figures of just all these major Disney characters from all their movies and cartoons. And they've done several characters. Like, there's hundreds of those things. Do you know exactly how many there are? You have a list.
There's 1,000.
There's that many?
Holy cow.
I don't think there's that many, is there?
There's a lot of characters out there, and they do side characters, too. They don't just do main characters.
There's a lot of them, and they're so hard
to collect.
What
size did you say they were?
They're about 3¾-inch.
So, you G.I. Joe's got some girls?
Exactly, yeah. They're not, like, super poseable or anything. A lot of times, they're just kind of static pose, but they do have some articulation, and they usually come with a lot of accessories.
That's okay. I just like my,
really cool.
My G.I. Jane to sit there and shut up.
There you go. G.I. Jane. You got Jane from Tarzan, dude. She can be G.I. Jane. But they're kind of cool, and she got... it's my fault that she started collecting those, actually, because I bought her one, like, for one of the very first...
It was the first thing you ever bought me.
First thing I ever bought her when we were dating. There you go. What was it?
A Tinkerbell.
A Tinkerbell one. Because I knew she really liked Tinkerbell. And it was like a drug, and she started collecting them from then on out. And of course, you can only import them, so you have to buy them on eBay. And sometimes they're like, you know, $20 a figure, $30
wow.
a figure.
Really?
They get really high
for
sometimes.
That size?
Yep.
The ones that are $5 a figure, I have them all, so yeah. Of course.
So, like, yeah, some characters have become more rare than others, and it seems like, you know, they went out of production a couple years ago, and ever since then, they just keep climbing in price higher and higher and higher and higher.
I'm pretty sure the last one they made was Chicken Little or Cars?
I think it was Lightning McQueen from Cars was the last one they made. And I don't know why they stopped, because they were so awesome.
They were awesome, and they're always going like crazy on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what... You said Cars, and it just reminded me of something. Do you know what Squeakies are?
Squeakies, yes.
They have car Squeakies now.
Do they? But they also have Disney Princess ones, because Christina was looking at them at the store. The Squeakies are the little round ball things.
Oh, the ones that have, like Lumiere
capsule.
In them.
Yeah,
and
they're little capsules.
Rylan has thousands of them.
Really?
She does?
I'm going to see if I can find a picture, but I took a picture of it. I don't know how I work my phone sometimes.
Yeah, those Squeakies are kind of one of those things that you see in the girl aisles that have gotten real popular all of a sudden. And
I'd like to have them, but there's some of them I just don't want. Just give me the little pieces. I don't want anything else in them.
You just like the side characters.
I just like the side characters in them.
One of Christina's things is she always likes the side characters.
They don't make side characters. They, like, leave them out.
Yeah, so she's a big Disney collector, and so when she goes actually shopping for her Disney dolls, she always goes for the things that come with the side characters, like the Lumieres and the Mrs. Potts and the Flounders and all that
and
kind of
mice,
stuff.
And the birds, the bunnies.
So what does your collection usually consist of here? You got the Disney Magical Collection stuff. What else do you actually look for when you go out?
I look for Disney Linuxes, brass key dolls. I'm big into the Disney store dolls that come in the nice packages, and just loose toys.
Loose like them. A lot of the ones you collect are like the... What is that picture?
What's she wearing?
She's thing one.
Killa's just showing us awesome pictures of his daughter. You like the Happy Meal McDonald's toys,
yes,
and stuff she collects a lot of,
too.
Oh,
the 100th year of Disney ones.
Yeah.
The little statues ones.
From the Happy Meals, yeah. Anything Disney, basically, my wife is all over. So she is a big Disney collector, and I know there's a lot of those out there, and there's a lot of... It's funny, because there's a lot of times where my toys will actually mix with the stuff that she's buying, too, because...
Mickey Mouse?
I've got... I've actually bought several things from, like, the Disney theme parks that we'll both actually like and we'll both want, so, you know, we'll kind of mesh those in together. Like, I got stuff like the Haunted Mansion action figures, because we both like the Disney parks. That kind of thing. But, yeah, just pretty much anything Disney, she's all over, right?
Yep.
Do you got the pins, too?
We don't have too many pins, but I'm into the vinyls now.
The Vinylmations. I know you saw those.
There's like 2 or 3 inch.
The ones that are Mickey, but they're painted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the vinyl.
Yeah, but they're painted.
Yeah,
right.
I got some in my house now because you infected my girlfriend, and now we have...
I know, I did that at New York.
And she keeps eyeballing them like she's really going to buy some.
You can only get them at the Disney stores or the Disney parks.
They had them at, where's that place we're going in?
King County.
They had them at King County last year. I'm really hoping they have them again.
Yep. Because there was a whole booth at King County that was like all Disney park merchandise.
Oh,
that's all they sold.
Yeah,
but I have a problem with buying that type of stuff not in the Disney parks.
What?
It doesn't have...
Are you
still
kind of elitist?
Same.
She says it doesn't have the same feeling.
It's
when you don't
buy
it.
It's not the same feeling.
But a lot of that stuff is
you don't
stuff you
get
can't
ripped
get
off.
There now. You don't get ripped off. I don't know. Sometimes you can still get ripped off. You got to watch those resellers.
Which I'll probably still buy, it's just not the same feeling as if I was actually in Disneyland or Disney World.
So you want to experience your Disney stuff at Disney, because you really don't care about the stuff you're buying, you just want to be at Disney.
That's true, too. But like the pins I will not buy unless I'm actually in Disney.
Okay, well, I can see you collecting them that way, because you want to be like, I bought this there because I was there. Yeah. Kind of like people who have like the state pieces on their magnets on their refrigerator.
Yeah.
They always buy the state they were in.
Yeah, I say that makes more sense with the pins, but not with toys or anything like that. Like, especially since the Disney theme park toys are so freaking hard to get a hold of. Because you have to go to the stupid parks to get them, first of all. And then, you know, once they're out, they're out.
Okay, I just want to be in Disney.
Yeah.
Well, then they just magically show thousands on a random dealer's table for, cheaper
it's
than
like,
they cost.
Like the Star Wars ones that I keep wanting to buy that are so freaking hard to get a hold of, and I just bought that Boba Fett Pete at C2E2 and spent like $20 on it just because I wanted it. Ugh. But last year at King County, I bought the entire set of Haunted Mansion figures for like $15, the whole set of them, so I was super happy. But
I got that Hook doll,
and we got that Hook doll. Yep. So our, it's funny when you actually walk in and see our collections, because we do keep them in the same place and side by side, so you'll see
not all of them.
Well, yeah, some of them are in bedrooms and stuff, but, like, you always walk in and you see this corner of the toy room that's just the girl section. You just have, like, I have to walk in and show people, like, yeah, these are all my toys. Those are my wife's. I swear, those are my wife's.
Right.
the two shelves that are full of dolls and...
Hey, my dolls are nowhere near your figures.
You should custom horror paint them, like, they're bleeding and they got stabbed and stuff.
One of them looks like they're bleeding because of the move. Got scuffed somehow.
So aside from the Disney stuff, is there any of that other kind of things out there that you look at when you go to the stores that, like, you kind of go, I kind of want to buy this, or I want to start collecting this, or what things? Zoobles.
Zoobles!
That's what she
keeps
looking
at. I love Zoobles!
Have you seen the Zoobles?
They're adorable. They're like little balls that when you pop them out,
they pop open in the animals.
Yeah.
Zoobles.
I bought some for my niece. I have no idea what they are, but she wants them.
Yep, I bought them for my niece,
too. Yeah, we bought some for our niece, too. You know what they totally are? They're the chick version of Bakugan.
Really?
Have you ever seen the Bakugan? Uh-huh. Because they're the same concept. These Zoobles come with little bases with magnets in them, and these things are in balls, and when you put them on the base, they pop open into whatever animal they are. And that's exactly what Bakugan does, except it's a game. You know, you throw the balls down on the magnetic cards and they pop open into creatures. But yeah, every time we go to the store, she stares at those things now.
They're so cute.
I'm waiting for her to pull the trigger. It's going to happen.
If I do pull the trigger, I won't buy very many of them.
Well, I see them on sale all the time. Like, they're in and out.
Well, they'll eventually glow on clearance, and I'll be able to buy them, like, for $2 a piece.
Yeah.
Because they won't last long. They're going to be exactly like, it's a fad. That's what they are.
It's a fad. You think that's a fad? It's not going to stick around?
They may stick around longer than most, but I don't think they will. No. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Because I can't even think about what they're called now.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't help you. What about, like, the My Little Pony stuff? You look at those sometimes, but you've never bought any of those either.
But I've never been, like, they're cool and I like them, but I wasn't into them when I was a kid.
Oh,
I never once played with them when I was a kid.
There's that nostalgic connection that I always talk about. She can't get into My Little Ponies because she has no nostalgic connection to them.
No.
But you did make me buy you the San Diego exclusive last year.
It looked really cool. It did. It looked really cool.
All right. Fair enough.
I do have that one.
Fair enough.
It's the only one I own. See, I don't own any of the Rainbow Brights, and I was into that, but she don't look the same anymore.
Oh, that's the other thing I was going to bring up with you, because you did like Rainbow Bright a lot when you were a kid.
Oh, I still do.
And you love Rainbow Bright now.
Yep.
You've been Rainbow Bright for Halloween.
Yep.
I downloaded all the episodes for you.
Yep.
Do you have a vintage figure?
She doesn't have a vintage one anymore.
No, but I don't have it. My sister has it, but we have the stuffed dog.
Rainbow Bright's dog.
Yeah, we'll have to look. But she got a little excited when the Rainbow Bright stuff was coming back, and then she saw it in the store, right?
Teenagers now.
What?
They're not...
You didn't
see
that?
It's not Rainbow Bright anymore.
They only lasted like a year, and then they vanished again. But
because no one bought them.
They like tried to make them older, so they almost kind of looked like Barbies, like they were teenagers instead of like a little kid.
Come on, dude, you can't do that.
And she was upset. Christine was mad because she was kind of excited about new Rainbow Brights. She was like, I'm going to buy some of those. And then we saw them at Target, and she was mad. Because
nope.
I was like, are you sure you don't want at least Rainbow just to have Rainbow? And
nope.
She wouldn't do it.
Nope.
That's kind of how Ninja Turtles happened to me. They changed the style of the figures and did that anime style.
Yeah.
And they changed the whole look of the line. I'm like, you just really ruined Turtles for me.
You mean what? Are you talking about, like, from the last movie that they did, or like the current stuff that they're getting ready to do?
Well, yeah, all that stuff that they just lost the whole vintage feel to it.
Yeah,
they're all like anime now, and it's like, what is this?
What's happening to He-Man in 2002? That's what's happening to Thundercats right now, making it all anime looking.
Yeah, but that line, there's like some lines that are like Thundercats. I didn't care at all back then. So this update is actually more appealing to me than the old ones.
Oh, are you starting to come around to it now, or do you still not care about it?
I still don't care about it.
No?
But I prefer these versus the vintage.
Good job.
I'm just throwing papers
by looks alone, but...
Yeah. All right, so we've established that mostly it's just the Disney stuff that you're into, but, you know...
Mostly.
You always go on the toy hunt with me. You go to the stores with me. You always watch me dig through aisles and stuff
and
like
I
that.
And I go by myself to see if I find anything you don't have.
Yes, yep, see? How awesome is that? How awesome is that?
There you go.
See? She knows what I'm looking for. She knows what I like, so...
That's why I can't always keep up with everything you have.
That's fair, though. That's fair, though. So, of the current stuff that, like, you're watching me buy or you're watching us talk about and everything, is there anything in particular that you actually really like?
Well, when the Ninja Turtles were out, I liked them.
That's weird.
Why?
I just thought
you
said
Ninja Turtles. I know.
She knows.
The Ninja Turtles. I know.
You mean
Ninja
like the 25th anniversary ones?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the ones that were in the yellow package. You guys didn't get the last wave for.
Yep. Oh, see, look, she knows all that. Yep, because she was with me when we were hunting them all down. She bought a bunch of those for me when they were out.
Trying to think.
What's in my collection right now that's, like, your favorite thing that I have? Can you think of, like, some of your favorite things?
Your Ninja Turtles.
The Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles.
She's after Sween's heart, I think.
Well, you're just now bringing all of them out.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen half your collection, and now it's actually coming out, so all your new figures I've never seen before.
Because we have a place for me to put it all. Yeah.
I really like your Two-Face collection.
Oh, I need to go look. I haven't even been to your house yet.
Your God of War collection. I like your God of War collection.
Aha, she likes the God of War. She likes those games. Yeah. She played the God of War games. Yeah, you do need to come over. I'm having a party Memorial Day weekend. Everybody who's listening is invited. Don't worry, they won't come.
I hope you get flooded.
No. Those boxes will go back up.
Sweet. All right, well, hey, we got an exciting weekend ahead of us.
We do.
Kane County.
This is our favorite.
Oh, my God. I look forward to this every year.
There's two times a year we get to go to this toy show near Chicago.
This will be our third time attending.
It's a huge toy show that consists of about three buildings. And actually, last year we went into the one building we didn't even go into last year.
And that actually ended up being a good building to go into. Yeah, so we're going in there again. The doll building.
Oh, that was my building.
Yep, you ended up finding things in there. So we'll go in there again.
So sure. It's what? Two buildings? Three? I would say it's like more like four.
Well, they've got like...
Oh, it's three.
Because of the way it's split.
It's the indoor one. Yeah, because the indoor one's kind of split, the mm-hmm. major one. You've got like the side with like the antique-y cruddy stuff. Then you've got the awesome heaven side.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the doll building. And then you've got all those outside booths that are set up outside. So.
And then the big doll place.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a lot nicer this weekend and it won't be cold. Hopefully it'll stay warm.
It was raining last time.
It was cold and
time
raining last
too.
Time. I want it to be nice this time.
But it's a huge toy show with about, I would say, 300 dealers or something like that.
Oh, dude. So many. And it's so awesome.
Yeah. Prices are great.
Prices are great. I always do. You're going to get stuff, too. Listen to her. She can't complain, because I'm going to end up buying her a bunch of stuff, I guarantee
you. Yes, he will.
So, me and you are going, and then Christina's going, and then Gwen's going, and my daughter. And I think that's it.
Yeah, Scotty was upset that he's missing it, because he's on vacation. / allegedly fired.
So, he's missing out. Intern Rick probably wants to go, but we don't have any cars.
Intern Rick's got to run behind us.
We'll put him on top of the roof.
Hang on to the car, Rick.
Besides, last time he ditched us anyways.
Oh, yeah, jerk.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yes, he
I
did.
I forgot that.
That jerk.
He waited for them,
too. Does Rick just randomly disappear every time we go somewhere, or what?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because he did the same thing to us in Chicago. We didn't see him for, like, a day and a half. Rick was just gone.
That's fine with me.
That's fine, but listen to her.
That man's just weird. He's a vagabond, man. He's
I guess so, dude.
He doesn't ever talk.
He's a loner. He's a loner. Right on.
So, right on, Rick. So, he may or may not come, but I probably won't be in my vehicle because we don't have the room.
He'll ride his bike all the way there.
Yeah.
Get some exercise.
So, I'm hoping to see a lot of you guys there. I know our good friend Dave Perdue is planning to go again.
Oh, is he
going to
go?
Yeah. Yep. We'll see Dave.
What about Superfan Ben? Is Superfan Ben going? That's like up in his neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, it kind of is.
He's in
Wisconsin.
Hey, super
fan, why don't you come down and see the most awesome toy show you've ever seen in your life?
You have to, Ben. You have to.
Is he a comic book guy?
No.
Superfan Ben is a toy guy.
Oh.
Superfan Ben is a super fan.
He's a super fan of us.
Of everything.
And he's awesome. He didn't get to hang out with us at C2E2 as much as he wanted. So, yeah. Come hang out with us at Kane County,
That's
man.
True. That's true.
Yes, he's the one that sent you the peach dragon.
Okay. Yeah, okay. He's a blonde. Yeah. Looks hot. That's right.
Super hot. Super hot Ben. That's
never
his name.
Met him before.
Call him Super Hot Ben.
Super Hot Ben.
Yeah.
Is his wife gonna kill
he's
me now?
Awesome. He's awesome. Say Super Hot Ben is awesome. Like, she's giving me the weirdest look right now. Oh man.
Let's move on.
You know, actually, the last time we went to King County, started my girl into collecting Barbies.
Yep. Is she still doing that?
She's into vinyls now.
She's got three of them right
She's
now.
Going to be buying them this weekend,
but
isn't she?
Probably. But she buys these, like, she's very particular about it, though, because she doesn't just like Barbie. She likes the old super deluxe vintage style box sets with the crazy dresses.
Mm, yeah.
So it's really hard. Like, I couldn't go buy one for her. I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of random.
Yeah, I didn't know which one she's actually going to like.
That's one thing I'm not into is Barbies.
No.
I was kind of surprised.
Like the ones where they made the Mad Hatter, that was awesome. But like just the normal Disney.
Mary Poppins.
Okay, yes. The Disney ones.
I was very surprised she chose that to collect because it just seemed kind of weird to me too. You know what I really like to collect, but it's kind of expensive, are those Smurfs from the... That Schleich, whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to get a bunch of those.
Those are awesome, but they're very expensive.
Very
I have a few
expensive.
Of those. Little Smurfs figures.
I'm home.
Because they got the whole village and all that stuff, but they're, like, incredibly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we have the home, though.
We've got, well, they're not the Schleich ones that we have the houses of.
Oh.
Schleich ones are, like, the, like, you know, the little one I've got holding the bottle of champagne?
Yeah.
That's a Schleich one.
One that was going to cost you like $8.
That's Drunky Smurf.
Yeah, they're
that's
like
what I call them.
They're like $7 or $8
yeah,
per
for food. Like these tiny little dudes. Yeah, yeah, super expensive.
Welcome but to my life.
But they're very cool. They're very cool. So what are you looking for anything in particular this weekend?
I don't know. I'm really not really.
No.
Maybe I can find some. I'm looking for some like Lego castle, vintage castles, which probably not going to happen. There's some couple G.I. Joe box sets I'm missing, and then I do need to find some more of the Master of the Universe commemorative pieces.
Yeah,
like the Skeletor and Panther pack. And
I
see that one every time we go, and I missed out the last couple times, and I need to buy it. So those things I think I'm looking for, and if I can find any like awesome vintage pieces that are just, you know, whatever. Anything I can bring back that's dirt cheap we can sell in the store?
Yeah, there you go. But you're always looking for that. Buying out whole booths and stuff. I hope they got a whole bunch of Mad Hatters, because we need those.
Yeah, I learned some lessons that time. It worked out. I mean, we made a good deal. It's just we don't have much space left here, so I need to be a little, you know, smarter with the purchases.
What about you, Christina? Are you looking for anything in particular this weekend?
I'm really hoping those vinyl animations are still there.
The Vinylmation stuff?
Yeah,
the Disney?
I hope they came back and some dolls. Some good-looking ones, not the ones that have been played with.
You're like looking for boxed ones still.
Boxed ones.
Hey, that one guy in the doll building last year had all kinds of Disney dolls we had never seen
before.
Yep,
that's the one I got the Pocahontas and John Smith together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, and I have my daughter with me, so I'm sure she'll want everything.
Oh, yeah, your daughter will want everything.
And she'll touch everything. And she's probably going to be a terror. It's going to be awesome.
It will be fun.
Did she ever play with that tent that we bought her last time? Or you guys bought her?
Yeah, they took it to her grandparents' house, and they built all kinds of crazy stuff out of it.
Really?
Nice.
They built, like,
that's fun.
They built like a slide out of it and the castle. And
wow, cool.
It's a real weird... Omoggles, it's a real weird toy.
Huh.
You can build cars out of it. It's really bizarre.
A car?
Does it actually drive?
Yes, if you're pushed.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm looking. I don't think there's anything real specific I'm trying to find. I just hoping to find good deals, probably mostly on some vintage stuff. If I can find some Thundercats toys I don't have that are cheap, I'll grab them. If I can find some more Silverhawks
for cheap.
So you're
planning to go and bin digging?
Yes.
He always does.
I'm going bin digging for sure. I don't know. Like, last time I walked in there and I walked out with that Ghostbusters Firehouse and a bunch of those things. You know, I got some good stuff last time. So I think I'm just going in with that same game plan this time. I'm taking money with me that I've been saving for it, and I'm just going to see what I come across.
See what happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it is that kind of show where you never know.
Never know what's going to be there. I'll tell you what.
But guaranteed you're going to find something good.
Last time there was a guy who had the Playmate Star Trek The Next Generation bridge playset still in the box that he was selling for like $25.
Like the old one?
From the 90s Next Generation toy line.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like that close to buying it, and I didn't. And then I totally regretted not buying it. So, fingers crossed, I run into that again, which I'm sure will probably not happen, but man...
There's a good chance I'll be there. If
there's one thing that I'm hoping that I pick up, it's that. Anything else, I'm just going to see what happens.
And every year now, I tell you, if you want it, buy it, because it's not going to be there when you get back.
Because now you got the display space, and...
Yeah, I got the space for it now.
Now
so
you got to look at your collection and go, what don't I have a centerpiece for?
Exactly. Now I have room for play sets for all my toy lines, so I can actually do this. So... That's exactly what I want to do. I love having the playsets as centerpieces, like you said. Put all my figures around them.
No more random figure collections. You're going to tie them up with a playset or a vehicle or something.
Got to start tying them up. Awesome.
I actually don't think our basement's going to be big enough.
Hey, so far it's all right. So we'll see. I'm sure I'll fill that thing up. There's no question about it. But right now I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I'm at that point too where I got enough I could fill the basement, but I really... Like, I don't want that much, but it's like I'm already this
it's
far
so
in.
It's so easy to do. Oh, my God.
You should see this stack. Like, it's uncontrollable. I'm looking at it, I'm like, when did I get all this stuff is what I'm thinking. I'm looking at all the stacks of crap I have. I'm like, I love every bit of it, but at the same time, what am I going to do with it?
I'm going to set it up and look at it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm still working on setting my stuff up. It's taking me forever to unpack and set up. Ugh. I just can't wait till it's done. I got all my Ninja Turtles set up, though, completely, and it's awesome because I got the sewer home attached to the Technodrome, and I got all the figures, like, up on top of all the play sets and, like, battling with each other, and I'm like, I haven't done this since I was a kid. This is so much fun.
So what did you do with all your cards? Do you have card figures?
I have card figures. I don't know what I'm doing with them yet, because most of the walls in the basement are concrete, so I can't, like, tack them to the walls. Like, I've got one wall is drywalled, but I already hung a bunch of shelves on them to, like, put toys on, so I've got some wall space to hang card figures up. I don't know what I'm going to do with a lot of them
yet. Maybe bin them.
Maybe.
Tote them. Put them
toes. I might have to go through them and see which ones I actually want out and which ones I can just tote. I don't know. I'd love to wallpaper my walls with them again, but I don't know where I'm going to do that at. So
I'll stick them to the ceiling.
There we go. I got a drop ceiling. I could do that.
That falls.
Yeah. By the way, when my wife does her workout upstairs, it totally just knocks down the tiles from the drop ceiling in the basement.
What are you doing, man?
Jumping around.
Like, I walk downstairs and I'm just like, why are our ceiling tiles all over the floor? And I had to pick them up and put them back up there. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
More importantly, what kind of workout are you doing, man?
Insanity.
Are you body slamming people?
Yeah. She does that beach body insanity craziness DVD thing. I don't know. All I know is I walk into the basement and there's ceiling tiles all over the floor. And I'm just like, what? Really?
Wow. My dad's going to come and fix it.
Oh, her dad's going to come fix it. That's good.
Because she's demolishing the upstairs.
She's demolishing the house.
Suplexing people in there.
You're making me sound bad.
Well, you're knocking tiles off the ceiling, man. Something's going on.
Oh, dude, I'm going to come home one
night. You're shifting the house.
She's just going to be body slamming dudes in there. Like, this is my workout.
It's a diva workout.
You'd be impressed.
The diva workout.
I could be on Tough Enough.
Sweet. All right, I think this is a good place to end things up today. So, guys, as always, make sure you're checking out the site on a daily basis over at www.popculturenetwork.com. We have a lot of talented contributors who are posting original content every single day.
Except Scotty, currently.
Except Scotty, currently. New It Figures goes up every Wednesday, and there's a brand new episode of That New Toy Smell every Saturday. We've got another good one. Sween Halleck is taking the reins again this weekend with another awesome review, so make sure you guys watch that. While you're on the site, make sure you visit the Pop Culture Network store by clicking the store icon on the front page. If you're wanting to beef up your toy collection, we're definitely the place to do it, man. We got lots of toys. We've got comic books. We've got video games.
Ooh, the new Captain America deluxe figures.
Oh my gosh, Rob Bass, FYI, we've got the new Captain America figures.
Yeah, the parachute. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, the parachuting one is so cool. So make sure you guys are checking all of that out. If you're enjoying the podcast and That New Toy Smell and all of the reviews, the best way to support us is to shop at our store. So definitely check it out, guys. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Pixel...
I'm Lord Dan.
I'm Pixel Killin', the original.
I'm Stina.
We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, Stina.
Yeah, Stina did it.